The Holy Gospel appointed for the first Sunday after Christmas is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 22 through 40. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you are prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed him and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years before from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us once again to wait for the coming of the Lord's Christ, just like Simeon did for God's salvation and Anna for God's redemption. Therefore, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts today, as we also wait patiently like Simeon, for my eyes have seen your salvation. And Anna, as she worshiped with fasting and prayer night and day, and waited for the redemption of Jerusalem. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you on this first Sunday after Christmas, as we indeed continue to celebrate the birth of Christ, is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, with special attention to the following verses. "And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory of your people Israel.' And there was a prophetess, Anna. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all
who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, the Prince of Peace. If I were to ask you this morning, have you ever waited for something patiently? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever waited for something patiently? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. Either to wait for our birthday, wait to get married to that person we love the soul very much, wait for our graduation from high school or college, wait to find a new and better job, wait to get that new car or that new home, or even for that matter, waiting to celebrate our wedding anniversary for many of us here this morning. Whatever it is, I'm sure that all of us have been asked to wait patiently for something that was very important to all of us. And that was also true of old Simeon and Anna, as they both waited patiently for something that was also very important to them as they waited for the coming of the Lord's Christ, the Messiah, prophesied by the Old Testament prophets. As a matter of fact, Simeon lived in Jerusalem. We don't know very much about him, what his position was in life, whether he was rich or poor or anything else except that he was a righteous and devout man of God waiting for the consolation of Israel. Not only that, but that the Holy Spirit was upon him and that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Messiah. That was also true of Anna, the prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. She was also old as Simeon was, advanced in years, 84 years old. She was also a widow, as well as being righteous and devout as a woman of God, as she did not depart from the temple, but worshiped with fasting and prayer day and night, waiting for the redemption of Israel. Yes, both waited patiently for Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus as they came to the temple of Jerusalem for their purification according to the law of Moses, to present Jesus to the Lord. We read on our text for today, when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As a matter of fact, Mary's purification required her to follow the law of Moses. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, verses 2 and 8, as we read, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days. And on the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised, which Mary and Joseph did, as they presented Jesus to the priest in the temple of Jerusalem for his circumcision. And it was only later on, after 40 days, that they came back again to the temple to complete their purification according to the Jewish law and the law of Moses. Because the firstborn male belonged to the Lord and was called holy to the Lord. So the parents were required to buy him back from God by offering a sacrifice in the temple with either a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons, or what was even more common in those days, 5 shekels. However, that was not the case of Jesus. Even though the priest of the temple circumcised Jesus on the 8th day as required by the law of Moses, it was Simeon, not the priest, who took him up in his arms and blessed God. We read in our text again for today, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. As a matter of fact, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. We're told that Simeon came in the Spirit into the temple, and when his parents brought him according to the custom of the law, tradition tells us that when he saw the Christ child, he took him up into his cloak and kissed his feet. And then he took Jesus into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. As a matter of fact, in our text for today, we're told that his parents, Joseph and Mary, marveled at what was said about Jesus. Yes, they were literally amazed, overwhelmed as parents. When Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child of yours is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And that was also true of Anna, as she was also righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. She worshiped and fasted, imagine, day in and day out. She gave thanks to God continually without ceasing. And she spoke of this Jesus, the Christ child of Bethlehem, to everyone who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. And after his parents had performed everything according to the law of Moses, they returned to their home in Nazareth of Galilee. And the child Jesus grew, not only physically, but spiritually, and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. As a matter of fact, we find these same words spoken by Simeon, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, in our own Lutheran liturgy, not only in the Lutheran hymnal, which many of us sung and sang for many years, but the Lutheran worship hymnal. That's precisely what we're going to sing today, a cappella, after the sermon, in which Simeon makes reference to Jesus as a light for revelation to the Gentiles and as the Lord's Christ, as the light to the Gentiles. The words Jesus spoke about himself in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4, verse 16, in the very beginning of his ministry, as he quoted from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. And as we did on Christmas Eve, when the Christ candle was brought into the sanctuary, the people living in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we also acknowledge Jesus to be the Lord's Christ, our own Messiah, our own Savior. Lord, now let Your servant depart in peace, because our eyes, Your eyes and my eyes, have seen the Lord's salvation. And just like Anna, who gave thanks to God every day, day and night, and spoke of Him with joy to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Jesus, name of priceless worth, to the fallen sons of earth, for the promise that it gave, Jesus shall His people save. So as we come to the end of another year and are about to begin a new year next Tuesday, filled again with a lot of goals and hopefully dreams, we also are encouraged to wait patiently, just like Simeon did, as he had seen God's salvation, and just like Anna did, for God's redemption. God bless you and your family as we're about to say farewell to the year 2018 and welcome a new year, hopefully filled with a lot of joy, praise, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.